What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
This
online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, Guten Tag.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Brown Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the Jay Rouse Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
The ladies and ladies first radio of the TJRS Radio Network are in full effect tonight. It's me, the Map of the South, Mom to Little Donna's, kicking down walls with Princess Odelia and Rip's sister. It's a brand new year with brand new possibilities. Close those dead end doors and open new ones to bigger, more promising goals. Our fitness tip is going to kick your butt in gear. And our inspirational quarter is thought-provoking as well. So, let's do this!
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. That's 347-850-1272. If you want to call in and join in the conversation with me, your host for tonight, Mom to Little Donna, and I'm not sure Dr. Princess Odelia is here, but let me see. Dr. Princess Odelia, are you here?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing?
I am absolutely awesome. How are you?
Doing good. It is 2014, and I'm ready to just get this year going. So excited.
Yes.
So excited.
Yes, I am too. You know what? Today, I was just feeling it so. And I woke up just like, wow, today is that key day. Like, I felt so wonderful about today.
Right. Things are already starting to take place, you know, as far as my girls and I are concerned. And it's like, you know what? 2014 is our year. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
I was talking about it yesterday, that this is a year that not everybody, not everybody, but many people will receive, they will realize tangible financial increase in an abundance.
Yeah. Right. Right.
This is that year for sure.
Yes, I agree with you. And I can't remember exactly the post that you had on Facebook, but I was like, you know what? That's what our topic is about tonight. It's closing those abandoned doors, you know, stuff that we've been doing that's not working. It's time to let it go and try something new, break out of our box, and just expand our possibilities. Because I always believe, and I've always been taught, that if you dream it and if you think it, it can become a reality, but you got to work for it.
That's
so
right.
I'm ready.
So right. Yes. So what did you do for New Year's?
Actually, this was the first year that I actually stayed at home with my girls, and I actually tried to get them to stay up until 12. They didn't make it.
No.
Poor things, they did not make it. I was like, that's okay, go ahead and sleep. But our neighbors, they started shooting the fireworks, and that's what woke my oldest one up. So she was actually able to wake up, you know, a minute after 12, and she looked at me. Yeah, she looked at me, and she got up, went to the bathroom, and then got back in the bed. She was like, you know what, I'm over this. She was not feeling it. What about you? How was your New Year's?
It was wonderful. It was quiet and still but fun. I was with my sweetie, and then I'm not gonna say it was quiet and still. It was actually not quiet and still. We were out, and my kids, my son and my daughter, they went to a friend's house, and a friend of a friend's house.
Uh-huh.
All of the clan that usually comes to my house. And they had other clans, but it didn't pan out. They ended up going there. So they were having their fun. And then at midnight, we were all on the phone. So we all say Happy New Year at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but we had fun. I had a lot of fun. Actually, we went out. I mean, we had a lot of fun. But it was still kind of a... Usually I'm doing a whole bunch on New Year's Eve, like a whole bunch, except last year I didn't, I should say before last year, because last year I was on the phone, I was on the TJRS radio network last year.
Uh-huh.
But this year, no, it wasn't like that. So.
All right,
yeah,
all right.
It was awesome.
That's good. So for all of those listening tonight, Dr. Crystal, Delia, and I, we're going to try our best tonight to give you the positive motivation you need to make the change or see the change that you want for 2014. And there, I actually found it. I'm online now. And this is what Dr. Crystal Delia had on her Facebook page. It said, choice, chance, change. You must make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change. And I thought that was so inspiring. I'm like, that's it. That's it, wrapped in a nutshell. Because you got to make that choice to take a chance. You can't be afraid to step out and do something different, to go for your dreams or goals, whatever it is that you set for yourself. You can't be afraid to go for it. You might not make it the first time around, but you've got to take that chance so that your life will change.
Yeah, you have, and you know what? Even as it's more so than tangible items, but it's also those things like letting go of pain, letting go of hurt. You know, of what somebody did to you or what you've been through. Just mad at circumstances that you had in your life. You have to make a choice to change.
Right.
Make a choice to change, and what you have to change in that scenario in the intangible is your mental perspective of that situation. Do you harbor anger, walking around with anger about the situation, or do you look at that situation and appreciate it for whatever purpose it would serve in your life?
And you know, when you're talking about letting go of hurt, the one thought that went through my mind is, when we decide that we want to hold on to whatever pain that someone has caused us, if you really think about it, and that's not really smart, because the person that supposedly caused us pain, they probably already forgot about it. It's not even affected in one way or another, yet we're holding on to it, supposedly being angry and mad at this person. And they could care less. So
that's
who is
right.
It benefiting? It's not benefiting anybody. Just let it go.
That is right.
The
that
person
is right. That, and it, you know, and then you end up causing yourself illness too. It's just physical illness.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Even death. Yeah.
I mean, you gotta laugh at it, because it's like, you know, the person that's supposedly causing you pain, they're going on with their life, they done moved on to bigger and better things, and you're still sitting at home listening to a beat, did this or that to me. It is crazy.
Yeah. But see, this is the thing, though, Mom, too. The one that may seem as though they've gone on, you know, they have in that particular scene of your of the movie, but guess what? Later on, they experience it, too. And then the roles are shifted, but at that, the next time, when it's your turn, when the shoe's on the other foot with you, because of how you were done, now you're compassionate to them on the flip side. So it all balances. See how it just balances itself out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Through.
I'm telling you.
I was going through my Facebook, and you know, getting rid of, I call it dead weight. You know, going through, and if I read a person's post and most of it's negative, I will go ahead and unfriend that person, because it's like, I don't want to have, don't want to even deal with that. That I don't even want to see it on my page. And
yeah.
I was going through it and reading some of the comments. You know, most people are like, they were saying they couldn't wait for 2014 to roll in. You know, 2013 was okay, but now they're ready for 2014, blah, blah, blah. But then on the other side, there was another group that all he did was complain about everything wrong that went on in 2013. It's like, okay, so nothing? You didn't have anything good in 2013 happen to you?
Right.
It's like, you went the whole year being mad and complaining and just being negative the whole year? No wonder you're still in the same spot that you're in. Get out of that mode that you're in. Try something different.
Right. That's right. And you know, it's sad because a lot of times most people don't even realize what they're doing. Most people are negative subconsciously. You know, it's a part of their nature. So that's why it's so important. People see themselves through other people. So it's important for us to just like be cool. And allow for everything to take the course that it's taking, because everything comes around full circle. Everything.
Right. But
I think we lost Mapu.
Is it?
All right.
Have you had an experience where you tried to
actually
tell them, you know, about how negative they're being, and they'll come back. They're quick to say, "No, I'm not. I'm not negative. What are you talking about?"
Right. No, it's usually, "I'm not negative. I'm just seeing. I'm just telling the truth. It just is what it is."
Uh huh.
That's the usual thing.
It's a mess. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in, it's a brand new year. It's 2014. Dr. Crystal Odelia and I, we are kicking it off this on this show. I think
he's turned the music up a little too loud.
Yeah. I was going to say, Jay, could you turn it down a little bit? I don't know if you're trying to tune me out or tune Dr. Crystal Odelia out.
No. We're just having some issue with the boys. Keep going. I got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I thought maybe he didn't want to hear us talking no more, so he turned up the music.
And you never know.
That may be true for Dr. Prince Odia, but for my two, it's never for you. I mean, I'll never turn it up to you. But for Dr. Prince Odia, I would drown her ass out any day of the week, but not for you. Get it fixed, though, ladies. Keep going. I'm getting fixed.
Wow.
Right.
No.
That's just not even cool.
Right. So, what I like to do, Dr. Crystal, for the show, I actually sat down and wrote out goals that I wanted to accomplish for this year. I don't do New Year's resolutions. I just don't. I do not believe in them. I believe in setting goals that's going to benefit me for a lifetime, not just for a year. So
that's right. Well, Trent, you like to make transformational points.
Yes, that's it. So
that's right.
One of my biggest goals is I am tired of working for someone else. I'm tired of working for the man. I want to have my own business. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I am a big fitness freak. I love to work out. I love the way it makes me feel after I work out, even though I'm tired and my muscles are screaming and I'm in pain. I still like the feeling. So, in talking with one of my friends, we decided we're going to try to open up a gym. So, for 2014, our goal is to open up a small gym that's tailored towards women to help them not only physically but mentally and spiritually. We're going to do the full body. The soul, the mind, body, and soul. We're doing the whole thing. So that's one of my goals for this year. And so far, you know, everything that we've written out, we've got our game plan, and things are starting to move in the right direction towards that. So I'm like, you know what? We're going for it. Going for broke.
That is so awesome.
Yes. I said, you know what? It's finally time for me to just get out there and do it. I see all my friends and people that I talk to, and even with you, you've got your own thing going on. You've got your own business. And it's like, you know what? What's stopping me? Nobody.
Yeah, you know nobody. You've got it. You have got it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That is so awesome.
So I'm going for it. What about you? What goals have you set for yourself?
You know, this is what I, every year, I don't necessarily write down things that I have goals for.
Mm-hmm.
I usually, on the first day or the 31st, going into the first day of the year, I seek wisdom so I can, you know, get the innate wisdom for what I am, what is my objectives for the year as far as what's going to be the ultimate goal of the year. So it may be one big ultimate goal, and I just know that. I just have a knowing. So for this, like last year, I know that last year was a year of truth, discovering within you your own truth, more of that, and then also people globally saw that there was this realization of truth about mankind, period. You know, so it was a year of truth and realization in people's lives. This year, I know that this is a year wherein which many people will receive tangible financial resources in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, there is a group of people they're in the journey cycle, but they haven't gotten to that place of the tangible return. To, you know what I'm saying? It's just not their time yet.
Right.
And there will be a definite just transformation, a renewing of the mind. And this year, you'll see a lot of that, a lot of that. But it's like a new beginning. Because after this particular period, where you see the abundance there, that next cycle, it's like it starts again. So you have a new big batch of people that are coming on and are in the journey, and it's going to be really good.
All right. So, all right.
That'll be real good. So that's what I'm just, however, I know I'm going to be touring. I start that back up this year in a major way. So I do know that I'll be in and out of the country quite a bit this year.
Okay.
Our youth development program is going to take a lot of time, but I'll be, you know, really, really, really heavily into that. And I'm plan. Now I'm thinking about all this as I'm talking, but I do plan. I plan to really start practicing my psychology. So I'm going to really, 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 like, I got to create like a brand for that, for me, for that. But I am going to, you know, as far as marketing, to get patients to come, you know, on a larger scale. So I am going to take that to another level because I want to counsel more.
All right. All right. And you said you're going to be traveling in and out of the country. Do you plan on going back to, is it Nigeria? I know 1 year you went there for.
Yep. And I'll be traveling the UK quite extensively. And I will be going back to Abuja. I thought I was going to have to leave at the end of January, but that has, I have a meeting next week and we'll be seeing, you know, now since it wasn't the end of January, when. But for two reasons, I was appointed a director over a medicine facility there, a medical facility in Abuja. So I'll be going for that. That's one thing. But then, of course, we have our youth development mission in the True Purpose Center underway there. So, yeah, I'll be going. But that's, we're expanding to other countries this year. We've got quite a few on the list. So I'll be in and out 100%. And of course, within the states, I'll be traveling. So,
all right.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to travel your way down here to Florida.
That's for sure. I was talking to one of my platinum sisters who lives in Florida and was telling her, we were talking about doing a seminar, and I know I would be there. That would be awesome. You're in Tampa?
No, I'm in Orlando.
Oh.
But that's not far from Tampa. I mean, I'm like 45 minutes outside of Tampa. So you get down here to Florida, and I'll make sure we meet.
Yes, that would be so awesome.
Yeah, I won't do you like I did Jay Ralph. Jay Ralph came, he came, but somehow I missed his communication. And when I found out that he was here, he was already traveling back out of Florida. I was like, what? He came, but he did it really quick. He came in and he was out. I was like, seriously? He comes here and he doesn't even see me? What's up with that?
No, that's just about as bad as Mr. Elias seeing me at the Starbucks. Now, imagine this. We're meeting for the first time. So, hello. First of all, this is like a big major announcement. We've been in radio for about 4 years.
Right.
I mean, so let's make this announcement. And then he sees me, and then he doesn't, he sees me, takes a picture of me, sends over to Jay so they can do whatever they do, laugh and stuff on the air. And then he just barely looked at me. And when he left, he opened the door of the gentleman, barely looked at me, and went on his merry way. And I'm thinking, geez, like, we didn't really, because we were on the Jay Rouse show, we didn't even join in a cup of coffee. And then the next morning, I sent him a text and asked him out and he for breakfast, and he didn't even respond. I said,
wow.
I was like, whoa. And so Jay always makes jokes saying that he was in awe. He was speechless and he couldn't talk anymore because he saw me and I must have been the hottest thing since sliced bread. That's what he did. And then I was supposed to meet Jay and we were 4 hours away.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
Well, Jay, if you're listening, if you come to Florida again, give me more of a notice so I'll know that you're here so I can meet out with you, okay? Because this is 2014. We got to do it right.
Oh, yeah. It's been too long.
Yes, yes. I was trying to think. How long have we been doing Ladies First Radio? What's it been, 3, 4 years?
It's been about 4 years. I know for a fact it was, you know what, no. Well, it was in 2009.
Okay.
I think we started. So, yeah, 10,
wow.
12, 13, woo, almost 5. I'm trying
and we've never met. We've never met.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
Well, that's going to change. Sometime this year, we are going to make an effort to meet each other this year. And when we do,
absolutely.
We're going to broadcast it. Let everybody know we finally met each other after 5 years.
So this is what we should do. We should get each other's number, and we need to just plan a day that we'll be in Florida. We're going to Orlando, and I'll bring the family. And matter of fact, why don't we all have a Disney trip?
There you go. Let me know when you're coming, and I can get the family in.
Yes. I'm talking about the whole TJRS radio network. Why don't we have a Orlando trip?
Yes. We can broadcast a show from Disney. That would be awesome.
From Disney. Wouldn't it be awesome? You
that
hear
would
that
be awesome.
Day?
You're not listening.
Let's get together, club. That's what we're doing. We're planning a trip to Disney. The TJRS Radio Network goes to Disney.
He is not listening to us, not one bit. I will put it out there to our listeners. Listeners, if you feel like we need to have a TJRS party at Disney,
yes.
Give us a call. We'll get Rich Sister, Momo B, J. Rao, Mr. L.E.S. Who am I missing?
Yes. Wait a minute. No, it's Ernest.
Yes, Ernest.
Mr. L.E.S. And you know GLG is back on the serious side.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see, he needs to come along, too. And we can't forget Beautiful Butterfly. With her baby.
Oh, yeah.
She's got to come down with the baby. We got to see the baby.
Yes. And wait a minute. It was another young lady that used to come out. What's her? What was her name? Oh. She has like a Mexican type sound.
I'm not sure.
Oh, man. She was one of the original ones.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, I think he's back. Oh, no, the show is... Oh, my goodness, it's 8:30.
It's time for our first break.
And you know what? He started it early, Mom, too.
Okay, so
it's
he
not
is listening.
Yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he
so
is.
So he is listening. Well, for all of those who are listening to Dr. Prince,
don't you mind your own damn business. I'm looking at the damn board. Shut up. Take us a break there, Amatu.
We're going to do a break. This time we'll be back. Hi, it's Mom to Little Donna's with your first fitness tip for 2014. You've overindulged on the holiday treats, and now your clothes are feeling just a little bit snug. Well, here are 5 quick fitness tips to get you kick-started in gear. Number 1, stick to your diet. The effect comes from consistent work.
So whatever diet you choose to go on, stick to it. Number two, stick to your workout routine. You won't see results if you're wishy-washy. Working out one day and then not working out again until a few weeks later isn't going to work. You've got to stick to your workout routine. Number three, include at least 3 different vegetables per day, unless you're allergic to all vegetables, which I've never heard of. Number four, don't give up just because you don't see results week after week. For us women, we need to stay off the scale because the scale can be so depressing. Look at how your clothes are starting to fit. If your clothes are getting a little bit looser, then guess what? It's working. Number five, give enough time to lose fat and build muscle. Remember, you didn't get out of shape overnight, so you won't get in shape overnight either. Consistency is the key. This fitness tip can be found at www.fighterdiet.com. Welcome back to the second half of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. Now, if you're just joining us, Dr. Princess Odelia and I, we're pretty much having a good conversation. We're talking about bringing in 2014 and doing it right this year. For there to be a change, you've got to make the choice to want to do that or make that change. But before we get back into our show,
Hold up, Matu, before you do that real quick. I thought about this during the break. And the person who is never on time for anything, are we going to really trust her clock? I just wanted to put that out there in the atmosphere. Thank you. I'm sorry. Take care.
All right, then. He just had to get that off his chest. But Dr. Crystal Delia, want to turn it over to you for our inspirational corner. Uh-oh.
She's not listening. This is what she does. Yes, her mic's on.
You know what?
But she's
you
doing something else. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just said all kind of words about you, Jay. So let me repeat myself. I didn't realize I was on mute.
You're on mute now, though. Just I want you to realize it now. Should we bring her back, Montu LaDonna, since it's 2014?
Go ahead. So she can do her inspirational corner.
Okay, yeah. We want some inspiration. Sorry, ladies. Back to you.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, that's Jay. Well, you know, speaking of which, of that posting that was on my page about the choice change, I was inspired to write this, and I'm going to share it with you. I went into a lot more detail about this. It is your choice to change your situation around. Whether you are holding on to what you need to let go for seemingly good reasons or not, it is your choice to choose to hold or release. Let it go. Everything happens for a reason. It is your choice to seek the greater wisdom regarding the purpose of that situation happening to you. That person being in your life, it is your choice to accept what has happened not as a negative, but as a piece of the puzzle to your life that will ultimately be a catalyst for balance and a vehicle for which you'll use to transcend to the limits beyond your life's purpose, living a life of total fulfillment. Some of you are looking all around the circumstance when it's in the circumstance that you'll find your answers. Remember, your messed up inner tragedy is your product for prosperity, and you cannot transcend to your dreams until you've been transformed by the renewing of your mind. Change your perspective about your situation by choosing to gain understanding and wisdom regarding your situation as it relates to you and your life transformation.
All right. Then that is the inspiration we need to really get 2014
kick-started in the right gear. Love it.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Yes. That was inspired by that little piece there, I'm telling you.
Wow. Well, it inspired me. I don't know if it inspired anyone else, but it inspired me.
Awesome. Thank you. And you know what? I was just going to say, too, as we're all, like, still in our purging and people are starting to become more real, I think reality TV is kind of, it's sparking the authenticity that is necessary in our lives, you know? Mm-hmm. Just being real and raw before others without, you know, any apprehensiveness. It's just, this is who I am, deal with it or not. And I just think that it is absolutely awesome that as we move into this time now, that so many people will be just, you know, starting to really live their truth and be their truth. And that's necessary.
Yes, I agree with you. And we've got to stop being so concerned about what others are going to think about, you know,
right.
If we do something or how we live our lives. We really need to stop being so overly concerned about that because it just hinders you. Why be fake? Just be who you're meant to be. Be who you want to be, and don't worry about what other people think.
Yeah.
So, I think we're really moving into that direction too. As you know, as I see different changes happening in society itself, more people are getting away from being concerned about, oh well, what's this person going to say or what this person going to do. You know, it's when When I do listen to the news, I notice that they still try to be what they call politically correct, and they're not always, they still don't get it, they still miss the mark, but they do, they do try to.
Hey, hello?
Hello?
Sorry.
What is going on? What are you doing?
Okay. I was on the radio, and I answered the phone, and did you hear, was the phone of MERS?
No, I just heard you.
I don't know. What are you doing? I have no idea, don't worry.
Whoever it is that's calling you, you tell them that right now you are on a Ladies First radio show and they need to hang up and call 347-850-1272 and listen to us. Okay, is everything good now?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I done forgot my thought now. I have no idea. The dot is gone.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Are you there?
Okay. I'm here.
I don't know what's going on with my phone. I don't know.
I'm here as a feedback now. I'm not sure what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hearing it too.
Okay. Oh, I guess we got two conversations going on at one time. I don't know.
No. Are you there? I'm hearing. Okay. What?
All right.
Hello?
Well, hopefully you'll get your phone in order. We're going to move on with the show. And for the life of me, I still don't know what my thought was. It's gone. It's completely gone. I just remember saying something about we need to stop being so overly concerned about what other people think about us and just be ourselves, our true selves, not the fake selves that we think people want to see, but who we really are meant to be.
Right. Right. It's going to come out this year anyway because people are also realizing, like you're doing business, people are starting to really, when they're stepping into their dreams, it's increasing the entrepreneurship,
And they're finding, people are finding who they really are in the journey to fulfilling those dreams. That journey to true purpose is like the catalyst that causes for you to unveil. Because it humbles you, you know, pride no more, it brings you to compassion and everything.
Right, right. That is so true. That is, I agree with you 100%. And it's funny how things will just start to just roll, just fall in line when you do be your true self, when you start being authentic and realizing what your true purpose is supposed to be, when you actually get in line with what you're supposed to really be doing, things will just take off without you even really putting in too much effort. I mean, you still have to work at it, but it's just funny how things will just fall in line and it's just rolling one lesson after another. It just continues to go. And you're just like, wow, doors start opening for you that you never thought would be open to you before. And you just have this joy about you. And I wish everyone could experience that this inner peace, this inner calm and inner joy. I wish everyone could get to that point. Because if they could, this whole world would be just a happier place.
Yes,
Amen. Maybe one day we'll get there. Maybe.
one day for sure. I'm telling you, because when people actually start making, fighting for something, when you're fighting for something that you're passionate about, you're fighting for it. It gives you a lot of strength. When people are doing that, they're going to, I'm telling you, they will discover inner peace. People will start making choices out of their choices because they're so, and they're persistent with their dreams and they're focused on it. So that's going to just, we're going to be a people that love. We're going to really just become transformed. We'll be more peaceful, have a lot more clarity, you know. So it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
But the process hurts.
Yeah, oh yeah. And I like that word that you use, persistent. Those who actually go and make their dreams become reality, it's because that word you use, don't let anything stop them or get in their way. Yes, the road might be tough, it might be rough, but the word you use, persistent, they keep at it. They don't give up. Yes, obstacles get in their way. They learn to maneuver around those obstacles or do whatever they need to in order to get those obstacles moved so they can continue to make their dreams a reality. So I really like that word you use, persistent. Persistence is the key. It really is.
Yes. And when you were saying that, I decided to look the word up. I just had to. Because there's so much behind in the semantics of a word. There's so much. So, persistent. Continuing firmly or obstinately in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. Tenacious. Persevering, determined, resolute, purposeful, dogged, single-minded, tireless, indefatigable, patient, unflagging. Now, I will tell you this. Patience, I found out in the journey, it does not mean as so much as it is to time as it is to the process within the time. Long suffering, because that's a whole nother word that when you break down, it's long suffering. And it says basically it starts off the fact that this has to do with pain. And you are not concerned with it. And oh, no, that's what it says. The first sentence definition in patience is to suffer without complaint. Therefore, persistent, you're patient, you're going through it without complaint, unflagging, untiring, insistent, importunate, relentless, unrelenting, and there's so many more. Then it says continuing to exist or endure over a prolonged period. So when you're still hanging in there, you're persistent, and you have to make the choice to do that. Because that next level, that maximum level in your life, you're going to have to make a choice to choose to keep going through. It'll be easy to be complacent in some other place, but you'll know always in the back of your mind that there's a little bit more to go, but you've been through so much you don't want to do it. But you've got to do it because you not only owe it to yourself, you owe it to all of the other people who were scheduled to be in your movie, okay? I'm using it as a parable, but
right.
It's for everybody because everybody needs to see you reach to your life true purpose, your highest point.
And the thing about that, what you were saying, it also made me think about that. If those who are persistent, the benefits at the end outweighs all of the pain and the trouble that it took to get there. The benefits at the end. But like you said, you're gonna suffer long suffering. You gotta be patient. But again, persistence is the key. And I love the example that you use. And for me, the example that I would use is like right now with my workout routine. When I started, I didn't have much body fat to get rid of to begin with. So I knew there was a goal weight that I wanted to hit, but I knew it was going to be hard because there wasn't much fat for me to get rid of. And the first week, the first month, it was hard because I didn't see any results. I really didn't. I'm like, okay, I'm doing all this. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, and I'm not seeing anything. It's because I had to be even more persistent to get to where I wanted to be. And I kept at it. And finally broke through that plateau because we're all going to get to a plateau no matter what it is that we're trying to work toward. We're going to get to a point where we just level out. Or like you said, Dr. Prince O'Dalia, be complacent. That's not where we need to stop. We got to break through that to keep on going to the next level, to get to where we're really supposed to be. And it's hard. It's really hard.
And life is so consistent across the board. It applies to you with regard to the weight, you know. But it was the same thing that applies to you fighting for that dream, that other dream, the one that will sustain you, the one that puts you in the place that you were born to be in, the whole reason you were put out here. So,
right. And again, when you get to that part where you think you being complacent, don't stop there. That's even when you got to be even more determined to get to the next level. Because it's so easy to get into a comfort zone and go, okay, I've made it this far. I think I'll just stop right here. I'll just take a break. I'll just rest. And before you know it, you fall into this routine where you're just like, oh, okay, I'm comfortable. It's okay to be comfortable, but don't stay there.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't get stuck there. Wow.
Wow. That's right. Wow. Because you are speaking, I'm telling you.
I'm feeling it. I really am.
Yeah, people say this is the year, I'm telling you.
Yes. Yes. I'm not. All the negative thoughts, I don't have any. The stress, not there. I'm taking on the attitude. If it doesn't matter tomorrow, let it go. Just let it go.
And that is so important. That's the most difficult. It's so important. It's one of the most difficult things to do is to let go.
That's true. It really is.
And whether it's a tangible item or it's just something within us. A tradition that we may have, a complacent or a consistent way of doing things that have
calls for us to be in the same rut year after year after year after year. We make it through things, but it's still the same root that puts you in the position in the first place.
Ooh, right.
Man. And just having to let go of cycles, generational cycles, that's difficult, especially something that runs in your blood has got to be the most difficult. Because that's the thing that seems most familiar to you. It's so familiar, you know? So that has to be the most difficult. So you have a lot of people that are just caught up in family generational cycles that have just, it keeps them in the corridor of a building. They never get in. They just keep going around the revolving door. And that's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. Family drama, life drama.
I'm telling
you. You're right.
You got family full of lazy folks. You got family full of folks who constantly, you know, maybe they don't do anything, and those who are constantly excelling in everything. You've got materialistic families. You know, this is all over the place. Families that this whole generation of divorced folks, you know. Families that nobody ever gets married, you know, or never finds true love. Families of people who end up getting raped, and it's just so much. Families, I had an employee once where I promise you, she was raised around people just constantly dying around her. It was just a thing. Like, people died. If they didn't just die naturally, they got killed. You know, that's just the way it was. But then you'll have a family. I met a gentleman the other day. He's from Africa, who said that we've got a caller.
Yes, we do. Let's see who the caller is.
I was going to see how long she was going to keep talking.
Hi, Mama B.
I was wondering, let me pull over. There's a police car. I hate when the police be coming around me. I get nervous. Okay, yeah, I was wondering how long she was going to keep going, but thank God she know when the phone rings. Now, like, thank God she know when it's valid. Hello, ladies. Happy New Year.
Hey, Mama B, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. Yes, I am. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Awesome. I'm going to turn on the music. I just want to add, I was listening, I've been listening, but it amazes me how the new year, here we are, new year, new start, everybody want to start over and be fresh and make resolutions. Me, personally, I already said, I don't make resolutions because I feel if I'm going to do something to better myself, I'm going to do it when I thought of it. I ain't going to hold this stuff on December 31st. I thought of it during the middle of the year, so that's when I'm going to start putting it into action. People who wait, I feel that they just want to be with the crowd. Everybody want to make a decision. Oh, yeah, what you doing? What you going to do? I'm going to do this. And I used to be one of those people, too. I would say things that I would try to do knowing I was going to succeed. Because a couple of things that I really would like to see myself doing better, but I knew there was no chance in hell that I was going to do it. But I had to think of something because everybody else was thinking of something. But you see how funny it is. I'm going to tell you the funny thing about this whole situation. The funny thing is now at my age, I don't want to hear you say the same thing that you want to change year after year after year. Now we know we grown now. I've been hearing you say this stuff for 6 years straight. Now I'm going to call you out on your bull. I don't want to hear that no more. You done said you were going to do it. You didn't do it. So that's it. You done said you were going to lose weight. You want to be fat? Be fat. Be who you are. Don't say you're going to lose weight every year. You don't lose weight. Stop doing that. Stop saying you're going to stop smoking. You ain't stopped smoking yet. Stop doing it. You're just wasting your time, my time, everybody else's time. You listen. Be who you are. That's who you are. That's who you want to be. Apparently it is because you ain't changed it yet. To just be that person. What you need to do is focus on things that you really like in your life, what you really want to change or do. My thing is, I'm not going to change. I am how I am. You know, I've laid back from how I was. But my thing is, now I'm not about changing now. I'm about doing more different. I want to travel. So that's what I'm planning for my 2014, traveling. I ain't got nothing to do with me changing me or who I am or what I know or how I talk. It's about making moves, and I want to make the moves. I feel that in my heart. So I'm going to do that. And in order for me to do it, me personally, this is my thing. If I want to go somewhere in April, I don't have to wait till March to start planning or start saving money. Save money from now and go and do your thing in April. You can do that. Life is still good. If I book my flight tomorrow, it's going to be still good in April. So I need to just do what I need to do for April. Don't wait till March for, oh, the bills. No. The bills, you knew what you want to do back in the day. So I'm going to plan ahead. My thing is planning ahead for something that I want so much. I want to go to Panama. I want to go overseas. I want to go somewhere where they speak another language. I want to, and this is what I'm going to do. So I am so glad. But I also wanted to say that the funny thing about it is when you really say, okay, I don't want to hear no BS. When you put that out here in the universe, like on Facebook, if you put it, I don't want to hear no, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, y'all know your lines, blah, blah, blah. People will not say the BS because they know you already called it. You ain't trying to hear it. So they're like, oh. And now everybody say, yeah, no, it's 2014. It's all about goals. I forget about the resolution. Forget about the resolution. People tend to move how you want them to move because now you're calling everybody out on it. Don't say it. I don't want to hear it. If it ain't true, then people start to think, oh, yeah. I was about to say some bullshit, but Mo just said, oh, she don't want to hear it. So now she already put it out there. I don't want to hear it. And I know you, and you know me, and I know what you put out last year, the year before. So if it happened to be the same thing over and over with no results, forget about it. This is something else, because that ain't working for you. The same thing about negativity. If you got something negative to say, I don't want to hear you beefing, and you're fighting, and you're arguing, you'd be surprised how when you tell people that, I don't want to hear it. It just disappears. I'm not saying they're not being negative no more, but you know what? They find somebody else to talk that crap to because I already said I don't want to hear it. So they ain't going to talk to me about it no more. They're going to find somebody else who want to hear it and talk to them about it. That's how it is. So as long as you keep putting out what you really want in your life out there for everybody to know, that's what you're going to get back. No negativity. Nope. They're not going to say it. Not on your page. Maybe somebody else's. No BS. No lying. None of that. They're not going to do it. Not on your page, maybe somebody else. And that's how it goes. As long as you keep putting it out there, what you want and what you will not tolerate, you will see your circle moving just like how you want it. Because they ain't going to throw the crap on you, to you because you already made it known that you don't want to hear it. But trust and believe, you're going to find somebody else who want to hear it. And glory to you. Go over there with that because I'm not the one. I don't want to hear nothing about no negativeness. I don't want to hear nothing about no lies, how you want to change this and how you want to change that. And I don't want to hear nothing about no family drama bull either. I used to think, oh, you got to listen to this, you got to listen to that because, you know, they're family. They try to let it out. They try to let it out. You know, your family try to get it off their chest.
But the show's about to turn off. I think Jay made a mistake.
You don't have to listen to people say what they want to say just because they want to say it. You don't have to be their sounding board, especially if you don't agree with what they're saying. That's my thing. That's it. Right there. Boom. I ain't got time for it. And I'm not doing it.
That's, hey, you are just speaking truth. But I think the show, I don't know when this happened, my sister. The show ends at 9. I don't know. But it's 8:59. They didn't have the break. We lost Mom, too, and we lost Jay.
So what that mean? That mean he's
I don't know. The show was over at 1 o'clock. I mean, in 1 minute. Well, I think we lost Jay. I don't even know if we're on the air. Are we on the air?
Sound like we're on the air.
Montu Adonis has dropped, and I was letting you guys have a little bit of extra time, but, you know, no problem. So what we'll do
No.
I was letting you have a little bit more time, and you were complaining. So
no,
since you were
complaining.
I wasn't complaining.
He was confused. You know,
well, I was trying to give you more time because, Momo, you came in late, and I know you wanted to get a little conversation in. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Montu Adonis can't call back in because it's after the time, so she can't get back in. So you ladies can continue to go.
Thanks for clearing bring that up for us because the music stopped. Nobody knew. That's why she was questioning it.
No problem. That's, you know, listen, that's what I'm here for. That's why I'm the EP, executive producer, baby. So anyway, so you ladies,
but
you can shut the show down.
But executive producer should have said at the time in which it was scheduled for us to take a break.
Put your mics off. So, Momo B, what we're going to do at this point is if you want to continue to talk just a little bit more, we can. I can close the show out in about 10 minutes if that's okay with you.
Is that okay with me, too? Thank you very much.
Okay. You guys can continue.
I was talking all that time, and I was muted. You little son of a gun. Made no sense.
I don't know why you keep pushing the man. The man already told you. The man already told you.
Am I on mute?
No, I hear you. He's on a thin line with you. He's staying on a thin line. So don't
push
him. He's close. Oh, shoot, I'm going down a one-way street. Oh, my God, the people are coming my way.
Are you serious? Wait a minute, Mama!
I don't know.
Mama, can you turn off the street?
Yeah, when I get to the end.
Oh, my God!
It's all right. I'm done now. I'm done. I'm done violating. I'm back with the normal. Okay, yeah. But that's my whole thing. My thing is, when you let it be known, because when you accept, this is the whole thing, when you accept it, when you accept bull crap, you're going to keep getting bull crap, no matter what it is, from friendship, talking just with little things to major things, like your man doing this, your man doing that, little things to big things. Whenever you accept the bull, you want to keep getting it. And I'm seeing that now. Once you put your foot down, like, I don't want to hear it, then it all stops. Because they say, okay, you don't want to hear it. I ain't going to talk about it no more. I don't want to hear it. And also, when you're talking about it with her, but she already said she don't want to hear it. That's what I'm talking about. And I always felt like, you know, you should just, you know, when somebody got a problem, I said you had a problem, and I'd be like, okay, I'm just listening to you and your problem. Whether I want to hear it or not, I'm listening because you're my friend. But now you're saying the same problem over and over week after week, and I'm trying to be there for you. But there comes a time when I'm going to go home, girl. I already told you what the jewelry ain't doing yet, so now I don't want to hear no more. I'm just dealing with the same little crap. And you know what? Next week, you're not going to call me. You're going to call somebody else. You're going to call me no more because I'm done. I've washed my hands with it.
Yes, but you can't. You have to be patient to hear them.
No, patient. I'm not talking about one time, two times. I'm talking about continuously with the bull crap. I already told you that I heard this stuff year after year after year. I already said that on it. So now I'm fed up. I'm done. Now I'm telling you this straight up. I don't want to hear it no more. And that's what you got to understand. Once you say you don't want to hear it no more, you'll be surprised how it vanished from your life. Everything vanished. You're like, oh, snap. I wonder whatever happened to some of us. Oh, she's still around. Talking bullshit. Oh, okay. I'm glad she's over there. Thank you very much. That's it.
Wow.
And that's life, period. No matter what you're going through, when you set up, you set up. And when you put your foot down, your foot is down. It ain't going to come back.
Wow.
I see it.
And that is so true, though. I knew it was true, but
friendship's the same way. When you tell people, don't come to me with the beef. I don't care about you and her, y'all beefing all the time. No. Yeah. Because you know you want to support. But she shouldn't have did that. So if you come back to you, because you the rah-rah, you in the corner with the cheerleaders. Yeah, you got the pom-poms on. Yeah. But now I'm like, nah, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about y'all. Y'all still arguing. Y'all been arguing since 1988. Come on now. Let's start communicating with each other. It ain't make no sense. Y'all, you ain't coming to me no more because I'm tired.
Wow.
When it's over, it's over. Ain't no sense of fuel in the fire.
No, it's not.
And that's what we end up doing. That's what we end up doing when we cheer it on. That's what we do. We're feeling the fire. Like, hey, you know, you're right. She shouldn't have done that. She should have. No, you're dead wrong. They dead wrong. That's just fueling the fire. I'm not fueling nobody's fire no more. Because you know what? I need the fuel. I need that energy for my own self-worth, my own being. I need all the energy I can get to put into what I'm trying to do with myself. I ain't got no time to waste no gas on you. That's where I'm at in 2014. Recognize.
Hey, hey, hey.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
That is so, so true. So what are you going to do this weekend? Besides
this weekend.
Going to...
I don't know.
What was that?
Wait a minute.
What was that?
You said, so what are you
going to
do this weekend? Like, okay.
Okay.
Show, shame on you. Here's what you missed.
Would you be willing to come to Detroit?
Oh, but of course. Yes. But
awesome.
Of course.
Awesome.
Well,
do you know, wait a minute, but do you know where I am? Do you know where I am?
No, I don't.
I'm sitting in the living room in Flint, Michigan.
In Flint, Michigan?
I'm in Flint, girl.
Girl, if we don't have lunch tomorrow, we can't. I'm having surgery. Listen, I'm just saying, that's another topic. Then my sister's going to be mad.
No, she didn't.
See what you've been missing? The Jay Rouse Show, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on BTR Radio.
Couldn't wait for you.
and couldn't wait for you.
Night, and I'm so glad that all of you joined to listen and to join in to listen to our show tonight. I've now lost my co-host Mountu Lugana for tonight, and my sister co-host Momo P. They're both gone, so it's just me. I'm going to close it out. And as we talked about tonight, you have to make the choice to make the changes, to let go. To let go of the pain and the hurt yourself so that you can move forward in 2014, right? So with the mission and purpose of reaching your goals, whatever they may be, I hope and I trust that every goal that you make is one that is full of transformation for you. And before I go, I want you to visit Moms Who Donors on Facebook on Ladies First. It is Ladies First Radio, or Ladies First Radio, I think it's called. I should have gone there and looked at it. I didn't know that clothing pulled out. But while I'm looking for that so that I can give you the correct information, I also want you to visit me on Facebook, Princess Adelia. And also, I want you to visit me online, bountifulgroup.com. If you're looking to gain a business, grow a business, take it to another level, to increase your personal credit score, repair it or enhance it, as well as your business credit score, I invite you to take a look at the Credit and Business Development class that's on bountifulgroup.com, and also how to become a successful radio talk show host and how to become a successful author and publisher are three of our courses that are going for right now, $199 until January 8th. You can take classes in office, well, in classroom setting or online. So, bountifulgroup.com. I am nice to go there and check it out. Listen, I want you to have a blessed and fantastic weekend. Don't forget to listen to the Jay Rouse Show tomorrow night for plenty of laughs as the guys kick it around the table with LES, Jay Rouse, Ernest, and also Momo B. You'll be cracking a rib. And don't forget us Sunday morning on the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show. G.O.G. has joined us back, so you've got Jay Rouse, Mr. Elias, G.O.G., and myself, and of course, the political strategist, Jerome Esprit. Okay, so you guys have a wonderful and fantastic weekend. I know I will. Be safe. Love you guys.